This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stocks, what they have done, and you've heard me say this before, they have spent the time, they did the research, they brought in different people, they said, what do you like about this, what do you like about that? All of these, the shapes that you see today are the result of hours and days and months and years of research. So when you order that gun stock today, what you're getting is the benefit of something today that took a very long time to get you to that point. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Ben Rhodes, the former White House Deputy National Security Advisor, he has his new book out now. You can tell what reporters got the free copies of it based on who has a review out about it right now. I haven't gotten mine in the mail yet. There's a whole lot to learn about how the Obama administration was run based on the points they zero in on and what their take was on it. And in short, Mr. Rhodes conveys that Obama was convinced he was entitled to power and completely believed that progress, read left-wingery, was inevitable because, you know, history just as classical Marxists do. He also maintained his lip-curling contempt for America's voters. And Rhodes himself maintains his reputation as a twerp. But, you know, so here's some of the money quotes. Nearly all of the reviewer sites, starting with Obama's sense of entitlement to power. Back on election night 2016, when the news of his repudiation by voters was sinking in. It begins with everybody that was part of the Obama administration basically figuratively fanning him a towel, saying coming from the book, his aides reassured him that he still would have won had he been able to run for another term, and that the next generation had more in common with him than with Mr. Trump. Obama, the first black man elected president, did not seem convinced. Sometimes I wonder whether I was 10 or 20 years too early, he said. Now, here's his contempt for America's voters. Actually, it's two passages, the first beginning with his disappointment after President Trump was elected. He asked, what if we were wrong? He asked his aides this in late November. Maybe we pushed too far. Maybe people just want to fall back into their tribe. That's the old bitter clingers canard. In other words, still bitterly clinging to Obama's psyche after all these years. And here's more of the same loathing for voters. But days later, Mr. Obama seemed less sanguine. I don't know, he told aides. Maybe this is what people want. I've got the economy set up well for him. No facts, no consequences. They can just have a cartoon. As Selena Zito famously observed, the leftists take President Trump literally but not seriously, and voters take Trump seriously and not literally, and Obama fits the former group to a T. After 8 years in the White House, the guy hasn't changed a bit, and with all of his views on his entitlement to rule, Rhodes' memoir presents a picture of a man who learnt nothing and forgotten, and he's forgotten nothing either. And as Talleyrand said of the bourbons. Some of the reviews are worth reading, starting with a somewhat satisfying one from a former chief diplomatic correspondent of the Wall Street Journal, Carla Ann Robbins, who hates Trump even more than Rhodes. She writes in the Washington Post, Rhodes also exhibits less self-knowledge than one might wish. He insists that Obama made the right decision to keep the United States out of Syria, despite the many horrors President Bashar al-Assad inflicted on his own country. But he replays Syria so often, yo-yoing between his desire to do something and the world's as it is futility, that it's clear, if not to Rhodes, he still has a lot of work through about Obama's responsibilities and his own. And as Congress considered whether to authorize a military strike, Rhodes writes, he realized that the president was comfortable with either outcome. If we won authorization, he'd be in a strong position to act in Syria. If we didn't, then we would potentially end the cycle of American wars, a regime change in the Middle East. I've heard a lot of explanations as to why Obama backed away from his own red line, but never that it was supposed to be a teachable moment to break Americans of their appetite for Middle Eastern war. And at one point of the discussions, the younger Castro proposed that Cuba take back the U.S. naval base and prison at Guantanamo Bay, along with its remaining prisoners. Cuba is very good at holding people securely, he said. Rhodes seems unaware of how creepy that statement is. Obama rejected the offer. So, what can we take away from all of this? It conveys the basic loathing the press had for Rhodes, who was always considered a twerp and a flim-flam man by the press corps. Now Rhodes is offering nothing that, you know, I mean, this was already known about foreign policy, you know. Thomas Ricks, who wrote that famous post for Foreign Policy with an unprintable word describing Rhodes in the headline, he knew about it. And according to Ricks, Rhodes and others around Obama keep on talking about doing all this novel thinking, playing from a new playbook, bucking the establishment thinking. But if that is the case, why have they given so much foreign policy power to two career hacks who never had an original thought? I mean, of course, Joe Biden and John Kerry. I guess the answer can only be that these two are puppets, and as in Biden's case, are given losing propositions like Iraq to handle. Fact check, Obama hasn't been an original foreign policy as much as it has been a politicized foreign policy. And this Rhodes guy reminds me of the Kennedy smart guys who helped us get into the Vietnam War. Does he know how awful it sounds? That statement and this analysis from Diplopundit following the suck-up profile the New York Times did of Rhodes as President Obama's mind meld. All of that's verified by his new book, put out by America's most famous creative writing major. I got no problem with any president appointing whoever he wants, because that's what presidents do. In the words of my senior senator, that's what presidents do. But what I do have problems with is when they get out there and they almost take us. Well, they definitely take us in the wrong direction. They don't do anything correctly, and all the stuff that they're doing is, incorrect. And in the meantime, they have these absolute delusions of grandeur about how they are this or they are that, and, well, that's just simply not true. It is not true. It never has been true. Obama's foreign policy was a wreck. You do not get out there and tell foreign power that if you do this, we're going to do this. Or you don't get out there and do the red line as he did, and then back away from your own red line. You just don't do that. And yet that's what we did. We did it just as sure as I'm sitting here. And of course, then there's the emergence of ISIS under his watch, the squandering of 8 years of war under his watch. A lot of things happened under his watch, and we're still trying to recover from that. That is what we're trying to recover from. So that part of it, I have a lot of trouble with any president when they're coming in, whether I voted for him or not. The first thing I want to do is I want to see him be successful. Or at least that's what I thought with Obama. When I figured out his fundamental transformation he wanted to do in the United States, I wanted to see him fail at every end. And thankfully that happened for the most part, but you get my drift. A bunch of incompetence, and it was loved. It was loved incompetence by a bunch of people who don't know what they were doing. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the way you take a weapon that has been faithful in your family for years and everything, but maybe, just maybe, it is getting, I don't know, it needs a little rejuvenation, and this is the way to do it, with a Boyd's Gun Stock. Breathe new life into that weapon. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One thing that I can't stand about gun grabbers of any stripe is that they fail to understand that there are so many gun regulations out there on the books today that if they were going to work, they'd be working by now. Case in point, the considered opinion of Florida U.S. Representative Tom Rooney, one of 28 GOP House members who are retiring after this term, is the problem is with the political arm of the NRA. I don't know in the last 10 years whether there has been any compromise with guns by the NRA. Now that appealing to voters isn't an issue for him anymore, he's announced that he's disappointed that the NRA didn't back down and support the effort to raise the age to buy assault rifles to 21. What would that have done? If that was the one thing that wasn't in place with Parkland, right? That's the one thing that wasn't in place with Nicholas Cruz. He wasn't 21 yet, and he was able to go buy a gun. So that's the one thing that wasn't in place. And if that had been in place, that would have kept him from doing what he did. I'm so certain that is the case. Aren't you? There's a couple of reasons why the NRA stood firm on that point. And first, as they noted at the time, legislative proposals that prevent law-abiding adults aged 18 to 20 years old from acquiring rifles and shotguns effectively prohibits them from purchasing any firearm, thus depriving them of their constitutional right to self-defense. Plus, at 18, they are considered adults. I mean, do we have, like, junior adults now? Are we going to have a new class of adult? Well, you're adults, and we expect you to pay taxes. You can go serve the country, blah, blah, blah. But you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do the other. Depriving adults, anyone 18 years of age or older, of a constitutional right seems more than a little problematic. So there's that. Then there's the strategic rationale for not giving ground, or compromise, as the media would say. The civilian disarmament industrial complex and the gun-grabbing politicians, apparently including some GOP pals and polls who no longer need votes, is always defined as giving in and moving toward the gun controller's position. That's the common sense. That's the compromise. The conversation they want to have, of course, has nothing to do with the conversation they want to have with me. I could point out all kinds of things in a conversation with them, and they would be like, well, you know, your gun's blaming. First, it's a common sense gun safety measure like mandatory gun locks and self-storage laws requiring guns and ammo to always be under lock and key. But then when you do that, when that is passed, guess what? It's forfeit, your Fourth Amendment. Because if there's a law that says you got to lock your guns up, the next law they're going to want to pass is to know who has the guns. Once they know who have the guns and they have a law to make sure you got them locked up, then they're going to be able to come in your house anytime they want and check on you. Then, of course, there's the magazine capacity limit, because who could possibly need more than 10 rounds of ammunition in a non-battlefield situation? After all, you don't even shoot that many rounds when you're hunting a deer. Then, of course, there's the whole weapons of war canard that I love. Even though there's never been an AR-15 issued in combat. Not one, not ever, not anywhere on this planet. And they have no place in the streets. So let's just ban them because do something, right? And while we're at it, no one really needs a bump stock, or we don't even need a semi-automatic rifle. And they're mostly only used by wacko hillbillies to blast the poor little animals. So let's make those verboten too. So basically, this Republican who no longer needs votes is basically out there saying, and I'm going to keep using basically because it's very apt here. He's anti-gun, basically. Rights are not rights because there's something you can play with. Rights are rights because there's something that are just, you know, out there. They're just part of the DNA of being a human being. So that's the trend. And, you know, for the Bloombergs and the Bradys and the Wattses and the Everetts who've been playing for decades now, they like the trend. They like the trendiness of it. So Representative Rooney, you'll have to excuse the NRA and the rest of us who value our Second Amendment right if we've seen this movie before. And we don't want to watch it again. I didn't like the commercials in it in the first place. I didn't like the premiere. I don't like the actors. If you're in Florida and you're listening to me right now, your 17th congressional district, pick someone, have the foresight to look at someone and say, do you think, excuse me, Republican, do you think that it would be a smoking hot idea to compromise on gun rights again? How many times do we have to do that? How many times do we have to compromise? Because you're not going to legislate away crime. You're not going to legislate away evil. It's just undoable. The only thing you can do with crime and evil is fight it. You're not going to just make it go away. It's just not going to fade. And in Florida and anywhere else where you're at, if your litmus test for somebody who's wanting your vote should be, especially if you are a Second Amendment supporter, if they get out there and say, I support the Second Amendment, but, well, they are willing to compromise, and they're not worthy of your vote. There is no supporting the Second Amendment and, or but, or as long as. There is none of that. There is none of that. That's like saying there's only so much, freedom of speech is not, and I, please spare me the old, you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. Who does it? Has that happened lately? Can we move on from that one since it, you can yell fire in a crowded movie theater, by the way, if it's on fire. You just can't tell a lie and scream it out inside a riot. That's what you can't do. And we should all be hoping to do that, not to do that, because that's also part of the human condition. We should strive to be good to our fellow human beings. But the rest of this nonsense, I'm glad to see you go. I'm glad to see you go there, Representative Rooney. Enjoy obscurity. I'd never heard of you before anyway. This just reinforces what I think of Congress anyway. Congress, especially the House. A bunch of nobodies for the most part. A bunch of nobodies who don't do anything. And you pay them $172,000 a year to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter today to say that he has a right to pardon himself, but suggested that he won't use that power, adding that the special counsel is, quote, unconstitutional. Today at the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders was asked if the president would, in fact, pardon himself.
Thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and wouldn't have any need for a pardon.
But does he actually rule out doing that? I mean, does he rule out ever issuing a pardon for himself?
Once again, thankfully, the president hasn't done anything wrong and therefore wouldn't need one.
Today, the Supreme Court ruled that a Christian baker's religious liberty was violated when Colorado's Civil Rights Commission penalized him for refusing to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Steve Mulroy is a University of Memphis law professor. He was asked about this case and what it means long-term.
I think it'll be very difficult for the court to give some sort of blanket exemption to people who have even sincere religious objections.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stock. Listen, the reason I want you to do that is very simple. A Boyd's Gun Stock is a few things that you're not going to find too many other places that easily. With over, I think it's either 200 or 250 brands and over 2,000 models of guns that they, you know, that they make gun stocks for. And of those models, multiple versions of the gun stock. Do you like it this way? Do you like it that way? They can make it for you. They have it for you already. And all you have to do is go there and try it out. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This past Tuesday, Starbucks closed their stores for the ridiculous unconscious bias training. After Dante Robinson and Rashawn Nelson, two black men, were arrested for loitering at a Philadelphia store without buying anything. Now, this has not been this has not been cordoned off, and we know We know what happened there. The books have been out there, the guides, everything else. But multiple baristas who attended the training told Philadelphia Magazine that the company beat around the bush when discussing racial issues. An 18-year-old black woman, who will use Tina for her name, said, "I was really disappointed when I walked out of there because I was expecting so much more." According to the woman, baristas were given a 68-page guide where they were asked to respond to writing prompts with various scenarios. "It felt like we were off task the entire time because we didn't reflect on the situation itself," the woman said, referring to the incident involving Robinson and Nelson. "The training materials focused a lot on police brutality, which had nothing to do with the incident that happened." Yeah, it was a non sequitur compared to that. The police did show up. As far as I know, nothing. There was no brutality involved in it. They wouldn't have, and there was nothing going on except the guys hadn't bought a drink. Another attendee, a 27-year-old Latino man, we'll say Jamie, said the executives leading the session came close to talking about the incident only when attendees asked about it. For some participants, the most upsetting aspect of the training was the focus on police brutality. "Coming from the Philadelphia Magazine, we get this. Videos of cops knocking people down and fighting people were really disturbing," Tina explained. "I told them I didn't like the video, and they told me they understood and that I was open to give my opinion." Tina said that she kept asking herself, what does watching videos about police brutality have to do with the situation that happened? They went too deep into it and missed the point all at the same time. At one point, said Jamie, "A girl at my table actually had to get up and leave because video after video, they show black people being assaulted by police or black people being verbally assaulted and white people being racially biased towards people of color. It offended her, and she left after that." By the way, Howard Schultz, the president of, you may have just heard it here on the news, that he's stepping down. He's gone. He's out of there. Top of it, employees of color, black people, felt uncomfortable by the videos that they were forced to watch. And Jamie said, "By the end of it, I was very exhausted. These are conversations I don't even have at work." Prater, a biracial shift supervisor at a Starbucks in Rancho Cucamonga, California, told the Wall Street Journal, "I don't think Starbucks realized how uncomfortable it would be for black people." Do I have to use the phrase people of color? I mean, because I'm not white. I'm closer to tan. Do I have to be people of tan, shade, tint? Anyway. They were told that sometimes you need to be uncomfortable. According to Cordell Lewis, a manager in Missouri, that there were baristas who felt left out. "I have trans partners and Philippine partners, and they were like, what about me?" See, this is identity politics. If you play identity politics, first of all, you can't possibly get everybody involved in it. You're going to miss some of the identities. There's only one identity. Well, okay, I'll grant you two identities. And I believe this. I'm not just saying this to make this up. I believe this. I'm a human, and I'm a male. And then all of the other subsets that I fall into come into play. Like, I am Caucasian. I am a father. I am a husband. I am a son. I am, you know, a grandfather. I'm a lot of things. But I am not. None of those are my identity, though. We're not different species, people. We never have been different species. Those of you who think that this kind of thing has value, it does not have value. Where there is real racism, we should rush in there and crush it. I mean, just mash it flat. But whenever we have one of these incidents, which I want to know, first and foremost, if there was a policy, whether it was a local policy in Philadelphia or a regional policy or a supervisor's policy, if there was somebody above the manager of the Starbucks that said, if they're not in here buying a drink, they can't use the restroom, they don't need to be here, they can't stay and use the free Wi-Fi, that's for our customers. And if somebody said that, if that was ever a policy, if it was ever printed or told to this guy that actually implemented it, then somebody at Starbucks, a lot of people at Starbucks, need to be run out of town on a rail, which is a phrase. And they also, they need to apologize for all of their people that they didn't let work. They need to apologize for all of us customers who also apparently, I guess, have an unconscious bias because isn't the community that hires these people in the first place a reflection? Right? Don't they come from the community? So I haven't asked any of them because I still go to a Starbucks, although I actually spent the weekend not going there, which, is great, The problem with Starbucks versus anybody else is Starbucks is everywhere. And if you want a cup of coffee with a whole lot of caffeine in it, which I love a cup of coffee with a whole lot of caffeine in it, then you're going to have to probably go to Starbucks in most cases, I think. I don't know. But, that's just my thinking currently. In the meantime, though, you are not going to unconscious. How do you get out there and say, we're training you to learn about your unconscious race bias, but then you sit them down and you say to them, okay, this is actually about police brutality. Look at this cop. Look at these cops. Look at these white people. Look at this. Look at that. This kind of stuff transcends race, transcends shade. There are good people all over the world that don't look alike. And telling a bunch of young people, a bunch of impressionable young people, they just learned their first great lesson about politics. Because you just show them what that's about. I hope you enjoy it. Hope it's fun for you. Because I can tell you right now, they won't forget it anytime soon. This was a national spectacle. They were part of it. They're going to remember it. And the ones of you that, playing the ID politics and not recognizing everybody, that's never good. That's never good when you're going to play that game. So that was a strategic mess up. That was a flub. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. There are just too many times people have tried to look inside of me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is, the whole idea of a Boyd's gun stock is that you solve your issue. You make everything okay with your weapon by giving it that new life, that new silhouette, if you will. That's what you're looking for. That's all you're looking for. That's all you're looking for. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right. Are you getting as first things first. I don't care what anybody says about anybody. I don't care what anybody says about me. It's just words. Remember, words are not something that can harm us. If I were concerned about my feelings being hurt, I wouldn't have become a public person. I wouldn't have a radio show and a podcast and a YouTube channel. There'd be so many things I wouldn't have, it'd be pathetic. So I'm way beyond worrying about what somebody thinks about me. So imagine a scenario. Dig, if you will, a picture in which a woman posts a picture of herself and her son, and people simply appreciate the expression of parental love. Doesn't it sound nice? Isn't it nice? But thanks to the leftist mob, nice and rational no longer exist in the public arena. So rather than enjoy it or ignore it, which is another thing you could also do, you just ignore it if you don't like it, Ivanka Trump committed the simple act of posting a picture with her son that set off a series of unhinged political commentary and attacks that culminated in the use of a slur that is more likely to get you slapped by a woman than setting them up on a blind date with a Harvey Weinstein type would. And the leftist elites rushed to defend it. Now, this wouldn't work as a piece of fiction. No one would believe it. Yes, this is where the political left has led their angry mob, or their angry mob has led the political left. It doesn't matter, because some things start to, art begins to imitate life, or life imitates art. I don't know what it is. It's an irrelevant chicken and egg scenario, because however they got there, this is what we got today. And I don't care what causes them to clutch their little pearls. Especially since they've done it so much in the past few years, their fingers seem to have fused to them like the fat guy that grows into his couch. My problem comes when they insist that their will, their reaction to a seemingly endless stream of outrages, must be addressed by everyone else. First, we had CNN, which is a horrific waste of bandwidth on television. I don't understand. With CNN out there, I don't even understand how television advertising pulls down the prices they do. I really don't. So, they declared the picture of Ivanka and her son tone deaf because President Trump's Justice Department is following federal law and separating illegal alien children from their illegal alien parents. Cry me a river. Either let's not have any laws or let's go next to the purge. How far would you like that to go? I'm talking about the movie Purge, too, where everything is declared okay and there's no crime or nothing and everything's wide open. That's what I'm talking about. Placing children with relatives or foster families rather than holding them in detention centers while their parents await their immigration hearing, in accordance with the law, is akin to torture for the left side. But because someone somewhere is unhappy, Ivanka Trump isn't allowed to publicly share her love for her child. Ivanka isn't an illegal. It doesn't matter whether she's the president's daughter or just somebody with a funny first name. She's entitled to love her child and show it. That's what the whole thing started with social media, right? Because you could show all this stuff. Samantha Bee, an alleged comedian who delivers political speeches with applause lines rather than jokes with punchlines, called Ivanka a feckless bad word on her TBS show for sharing the picture. She then implied incest when she advised her to put on something tight and low-cut and tell your father to blanking stop it. The crowd cheered wildly. What they didn't do was laugh. It wasn't a joke. B doesn't do those. She isn't funny. It was a vile insult. After a day of criticism, as leftists always do, when she was criticized for it, then she pulled it back. She apologized for using the C word, not the incest. She did so in the cheapest, least sincere way by releasing a statement. Statement said, I would like to sincerely apologize to Ivanka Trump and to my viewers for using an expletive on my show to describe her last night. It was inappropriate and excusable across the line. I deeply regret it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds so heartfelt. It was released through TBS, so there's a possibility. She never even saw it. And it was discovered later her staff has a history of using that word and other slurs against conservative women. Her show airs one night per week, Wednesdays, and she has a full staff of writers and producers to put it together. It was taped, not live, so that bit went through the entire process. It was pitched. It was written. It was rehearsed. It was recorded. It was edited. And finally, it was put to air, and no one said a word about it. This was not improv. It was planned. But because she's sorry, everything is okay. People have been contrasting her smear with a tweet Roseanne Barr sent out last week that got her show canceled, but that's not the way to look at this, according to them. Barr was fired within a day of their offensive comment. B received an award from Television Academy for advancing social change the next day. Now, listen to me. First of all, if you just happen to be a show business type and you're watching this, you need to remember that you live in a very politically charged world today. And maybe you didn't put it that way, but a lot of your friends did. So bear that in mind, especially if you're doing something that, other people depend on. And please don't get out there and think, well, okay, I'm a star, so nobody's going to do. Yeah, they will. Yeah, they will. For the rest of us, it's fair game. If you don't have anything going on, if you're not beholden to any of the leftists for anything, you don't have to tiptoe through the tulips. You don't have to walk on eggshells. You can just let it all hang out. You can go for it. Laura Ingraham got out there and made a joke about David Hogg not being able to get into school, and they began the boycott. And you know, Fox, to their credit, finally came out and said, you know what? Laura Ingraham is doing what we hired her to do. So, no, she won't be going anywhere. We're not. And the sponsors for Laura Ingraham didn't leave Fox. They're not crazy. They left Ingraham. But so Fox didn't lose any money. Hence, Fox had no impetus to get rid of Ingraham. But then Laura Ingraham capitulated. She caved in. She apologized to this little vile punk. David Hogg is nothing more than a Twinkie with a bad haircut, and he needs to get out in the sun. And for God's sake, son, eat a sandwich, would you? I understand that the thin is in, but good Lord. He looks like Jimmy Neutron, except not as good looking. He looks like a emaciated Jimmy Neutron. I wish somebody would call for a boycott of my show. Sally Field and Minnie Driver got involved to attack Trump and defend B. Which just tells me that you guys are really good actors, but you're really bad judges of character. And I know that that's not enough to, that's not a hanging offense or anything, but you should really pay more attention to those that you are the champion of. That's just the smartest way to be, after all. But, you know, I'm only going to, you know. The kind of stuff we have to put up with, let's see, we have to put up with homophobia, anti-Israeli screeds, implied rape jokes about conservative women, equating John Kerry or John McCain with a mass shooter. I don't know how much difference there is between those two. All of that is wiped away with a statement when they apologize. It's, oh, I'm sorry. Okay, sure. And a claim of having evolved on the issue, so. Here's MSNBC extending this courtesy that would never be extended to us. I got you. I got you. We will be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.